John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus speaking here, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And all God's people said, amen. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Yep, here on this Sunday, January 8th, 2017. I almost said 16 there, but I didn't. Aha. Hey, it's Joey Kroll with you. Welcome to Sunday Worship. If you're not too familiar with the program, well, let me get you up to speed on things here. It's a program that's all about Jesus. It really, really is. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement, and, I can't really tell the future, but I can pretty much guarantee you might be blessed here in the next 30 minutes, I'll tell you. So let's prepare our hearts and minds on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords here on today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Good News Radio.
I was lost, I was in chains, the world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone, I was covered in shame. When he came for me, I couldn't run from his presence. I couldn't run from his arms. Jesus, he loves me, he loves me, he is for me. Jesus, how can it be? He loves me, he is for me. It was a fire deep in my soul, I'll never be the same. I stepped out of the dark
so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. So how was your first week of 2017? Now, the real question is, how many times did you accidentally say or write down 2016 this past week? Yeah, I've done that. I think maybe about two times. But it's not good when you work on the radio and you accidentally say the wrong word. That's not fun at all. Hey, I hope you are having yourself a great great weekend. And the Watergate scandal resulted not only in the resignation of President Nixon, but in the prosecution of a number of his close advisors. In fact, it became a benchmark of how seemingly good people can be caught up in doing bad things. In fact, Billy Graham made the observation several years ago about the scandal, saying everybody has a little bit of Watergate in him. And you know what, friend? What he meant by that comment is that we all have the potential to do wrong because of our sinful nature. It's what the Bible calls sin, and it's why God sent Jesus Christ into the world to pay the price of our sinfulness.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember, when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus and live. And with your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
This is a
We are standing on holy ground. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship, lifting up the King of Kings. Hey, if you have some time today or maybe tomorrow, just check out our Facebook page. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Would love to connect with you there. And I'll tell you what, life can be so overwhelming, so discouraging, especially when you go through those seasons of life, I'll tell you. And I love what Corrie ten Boom said one time. She says, when a train goes through a tunnel and it gets dark, you don't throw away the ticket and jump off. No, you sit still and trust the engineer.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exalt you, my God, my Maker, every day. Every day I will rejoice.
They're saying the captain of the ship is to blame for that Italian cruise ship going aground and trapped passengers losing their lives. A lot's been lost because of where a captain's terrible choices ended up. What troubles me is that I see myself in that captain, because I've been at the helm of my life, taking it where I wanted it to go. And we were never meant to captain our ship. It's not even our ship. God says we're created by Him and for Him. And He says we've left God's path to follow our own. We've hijacked the wheel and sailed our life and the people we love into hurt and trouble. Sin's ultimate destination is always death. But there's hope for shipwrecked people and for you and me in that word rescue. This spiritual hijacker is alive today because Jesus died for my sin to rescue me. A new life begins the day you surrender the wheel to Captain Jesus, who makes no mistakes and will never abandon you. If you're ready to give Him the wheel, call us at 888-NEED-HIM, because you really do need Him.
Lord, You seem so far away, a million miles or more it feels today. Though I haven't lost my faith, I must confess right now, it's hard for me to pray. But I don't know what to say, and I don't know where to start. But as you give the grace, with all that's in my heart, I will sing, yes, I will pray. Even in my darkest time, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing, I will pray. Lift my hands to honor you, because your word is true. I will sing. It's hard for me to see all the thoughts and plans you have for me, Jesus. But I will put my trust in you, knowing that you died to set me free. Oh, thank God. But I don't know what to say. But as you give the grace, with all that's in my heart, I will sing, I will pray. Even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing, yes I will. Because your word is true.
Sing it again.
I will sing.
Oh, we sing to you tonight.
I will pray. Even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing. I will pray. Lift my hands to honor you, because your word is true.
We've come to lift up the name that is above every name, Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday worship today. I'll tell you what, one of the greatest examples of walking by faith and not by sight is recorded in Daniel chapter 3, where there's the account of the three young Hebrew boys who refused to fall down and worship the golden image. And when the king threatened to burn them alive in the furnace, they declared that God was more than able to deliver them from death. But if he chose not to, they would still not defile themselves by worshiping the false god. And as it turned out, God did deliver them from death, rescuing them from the flames. But they didn't know that it would be the outcome when they professed their faith. That's what it means, friend, to walk by faith and not by sight. It's easy to declare our faith in God when we think we know the outcome. And it's easy to see faith erode when the outcome becomes less certain. But faith means having faith in the Lord, not faith in the outcome. So, friend, if you're facing an uncertain future today, this week, this month, I encourage you to purpose to walk by faith in God and not by faith in a particular outcome. He promises, friend, he promises to reward such faith.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can be suffered. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to I need thee every hour. stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is in vain. Oh, I need. Yes, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Yes, I need thee. Come to thee. To thee.
I talk about a beautiful song, Jaden Lavick, and I Need Thee. Here on today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio, Joey Kroll with you. I love to hear from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up later on this month, be sure to be part of the grand opening open house at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana later on this month, Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st. And great opportunity to come on out, see what God is doing at the center. And take a tour, and yeah, there's going to be lots of snacks and drawings and lots of fun, food, fellowship, and everything else in between. It's coming up on Friday, January 20th from 4 to 8, and again on Saturday the 21st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you want to get more information, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, Mark Burns will help you get through the Monday blahs tomorrow on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, though, just remember as you go out and about today and all next week, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Jesus.